Listening Library presents Highly Illogical Behavior by John Corey Whaley. Read for you by Robbie Damond and Julia Whalen.
Part 1. Spring.
Chapter 1. Solomon Reed. Solomon never needed to leave the house anyway. He had food. He had water. He could see the mountains from his bedroom window. And his parents were so busy all the time that he pretty much got to be sole ruler of the house. Jason and Valerie Reed let it be this way because, eventually, giving in to their son's condition was the only way to make him better. So, by the time he turned 16, he hadn't left the house in 3 years, 2 months, and one day. He was pale and chronically barefoot, and it worked. It was the only thing that ever had. He did his schoolwork online, usually finishing it before his parents were home every evening, with bedhead and pajamas on. If the phone rang, he'd let it go to voicemail. And on the rare occasion that someone knocked on the door, he would look through the peephole until whoever it was, a Girl Scout, a politician, or maybe a neighbor, would give up and leave. Solomon lived in the only world that would have him. And even though it was quiet and mundane and sometimes lonely, it never got out of control. He hadn't made the decision lightly, and it should be said that he at least tried to make it out there for as long as possible, for as long as anyone like him could. Then one day, trying wasn't enough. So he stripped down to his boxers and sat in the fountain in front of his junior high school.